Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO, as well as 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn here with Peter Rotelli with the River Roost, and you're with Rotelli Development Company, and you've been doing some other developments in and around Colorado and the country. But off air, you were talking about how you're tied in as well with the arts, and you've got a mural, and I'm going to say in the Quad area. So talk about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that we hold near and dear to our hearts is tying into, all small towns have a real strong art community, which kind of, is their own character and footprint. We totally dig that. We respect it. So we have three different artists from Durango that have done work for us down there at River Roost. Probably the most, or not probably, but the most prominent is on the rear of the property that goes, you can see it from 9th Street if you look as you're passing, coming over the bridge there over the Animus. But or if you're floating the Animus, you can see it. It kind of describes the lifestyle. It's a huge mural that covers the corner of the building, and it describes, there's even a Durangutan that's in there, which is funny. It describes the lifestyle of what Durango is and the Roost. So there's a river rat paddling. There's someone climbing with a mountain goat at the top. There's a Yeti mountain biking. So it's a really, really kind of cool scene that captures the essence of the collaboration between the Roost and the lifestyle in town.
Yeah, that's so cool. And you're definitely, hitting the right components with the cultural arts and the scene and everything that Durango, enjoys, especially, right along the river there with the river trail running by. I do want to ask, describe the rooms. I've heard they're kind of contemporary and you've got some built-in, modular, multi-purpose furniture in the units. Describe that for
me. So, how much can you do to 300 square feet, to maximize it? So I think we've done a really good job with respect to how the room is laid out and the amenities we've done. So I'll talk about like what's hard and fixed. So your kitchens, they're European style, they're blue cabinet, flat panel, really cool. And then we have one that at the end that is all open with slots in there, so you can use that for gear storage, or you can use that as gear storage / pantry. Inside, you go down, we have a microwave convection oven, we have full sink with pull out, really cool granite countertop. Mm-hmm. And I told you we have a corrugated section of the wall that you can hang a mountain bike and you can put your skis and coat rack. You go into the bathroom area, we have tubs that all have been refinished and surfaced, tub shower unit, and in the bath we have a closet space with some cubby holes and coat hangers. So it is completely maxed out with respect to now, if you come in and you want, we have Murphy bed in one of our model homes to show you how you can pop that up and down. Uh-huh. Even if you have a bed in there that's a queen size, you have enough room for a couch, a bed, a TV, a kitchen, and the kitchen table area can double as a workstation. So if you don't feel like going to the workstation that we have, you can work in your room. So it's kind of set up really, really solidly for flex space. And we haven't perfectly laid it out because it gives you the autonomy as a renter to bring your stuff in and kind of put your mark on it however you want to fit your lifestyle.
And I think that, to me, it's funny. When I was in my, 30s and 40s, I always was like, oh, I had 6 acres, a 3,000 square foot home, took care of the land. And now I'm all about downsizing and what do I want left of? So again, that lifestyle, and there is something to be said for the being able to lock and leave and you can take your dog with you because you guys are pet friendly and being able to, head out into the mountains and enjoy and not worry about having to, take care of things. And, and again, that sense of community with neighbors right there and getting to know people and, going down and hanging out in the what is it called? The roost. Is that what you call it?
The
The
hen
common
house?
name? Pardon me?
Yes, yeah, so we have the roost, and I think we have the hen house. I think the
Yeah.
hen house is where we have shared office space.
So I'm curious, Peter, with projects now, off air, we were talking about this. I mean, you've done other projects, in Colorado, and tell me a little bit about your company and what, how long you've been doing this.
Yeah, so I'm in the in the building development business, and we started in 1989, and we've primarily been a single family and multifamily builder. A great friend of mine got heavily into the apartment business. They're based out of Salt Lake City, and this Durango River Roost project has been a collaboration between the two of our companies and creating this kind of new brand that's come up. So the Roost brand, I have different sites now in Durango. This is a partnership and a collaboration between Guardsman and Rotelli, and it's just been I get to work with a really good friend of mine. We're both big skiers. He actually went to ski academy, went to Burke. It fits our lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it's been fun and loaded with passion, which if I do something with passion, usually instead of going through the motions, it turns out to the best that I have. I'm not saying that's all that in a bag of chips. I think it is, but yeah, doing something with passion and drive that you really enjoy with a good buddy is pretty awesome.
I'm curious, how did you discover Durango? You're kind of doing this around the, around Colorado. How did you discover
Yeah,
Durango?
well, come on. I mean, everybody knows Durango. It's not a secret anymore. But the opportunity came up here. I was familiar with Durango previously, and it happened to be the we're identifying mountain towns that are supporting a lot of ski towns, and Durango. There was the opportunity there, and it was brought to our attention. And it was it actually everything happened pretty fast, to tell you the truth. And then with the town and the way they worked with us, I got to tell you, I'm kind of amazed that we have people living in there. It's January of 23. That's pretty awesome.
And what is the projected build out when all the units will be completed?
Yeah, so we'll have everything pretty tight and buttoned up by the spring of this of 23. So we have three buildings, A, B, and C. A is finished. Pretty much 90% of our community space is done. And we're working on buildings B and C to finish the fit and fit out. The exterior of the entire complex is complete. So I would say, come spring at the latest, early summer, it's going to be completed construction and maybe just a couple small items. But for the most part, I think we're going to be done.
Yeah, and it looks like too that there's plenty of parking spaces available around the building, for folks that may have to drive to work, and obviously for those that want to walk to work if they're working downtown and head on downtown. You could even walk down to Main and catch the trolley and be, I'm gonna say, sustainable, so to speak, or great opportunities for students as well to be right in the heart of downtown and then head on up to campus.
Yeah. So there's more than ample parking. I'm kind of hoping that our belief is it's such a great spot that you don't need a car. I mean, you have a bike, you're kind of, you kind of get around, and you have the public transportation there. So yeah, if you're strictly in town, you really don't need one. So, but if you do, we have free parking there, and there's plenty of it.
Yeah, and then and again, what I like is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, that was that's it. I mean, I guess I will say again, we do have some EV charging stations that are set up on site. So we're trying to be proactive, obviously, with that more and more as time goes by. More vehicles are produced with without gas, and we're trying to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask that, and yeah, with the EV charging stations, and something that's I'm going to say on my wish list is getting a an e-bike and to get around Durango, because I always say, especially in the summertime, when downtown parking's hard to come by, I can jump on an e-bike and get downtown and catch the river trail, and then lock the bike up and go to a meeting downtown, and your location certainly is conducive to that, just because of you're right along the river trail right there, and and so close. I mentioned City Market. Give a shout out to Albertsons. I mean, all the amenities. It's the project to me is ideal for our community and for the again the live small, live large, or I guess live small, play large as a slogan, and being able to take advantage of that. And what I also like is the fact that you're around a bunch of other individuals, and obviously you're going to meet people in the 3,000 square foot activity center and the gym and all of those amenities. So now I have to ask, when will you be back in Durango?
Well, I was supposed to be in Vegas today. Unfortunately, had some change of events to for something, and then from there back out to Durango. But I'll be there over the weekend. Yeah,
Yeah.
coming into town. So yeah, I try to spend about half my time there.
Nice.
I enjoy the lifestyle and the town, the food, everything it has to offer. It's a special spot. And yeah, so hard not to be there.
Well, I'm always amazed, being the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, that it's I'll be traveling, I'll wear a logo Durango, and somebody will ask, oh, you've been to Durango? I said, yeah, they'll start talking to me. And it's amazing how the brand and how many people are familiar with the community, or they have a story. They always have a story to tell about their experience in Durango. And what an opportunity to be able to, like I say, with the River Roost, live and be right in the heart of downtown. And, I keep going back to the term lock and leave. And you guys offer tours daily. Is there a certain time people should come by and, get a tour?
Yeah, so they are tours daily. Swing by or certainly call if it doesn't fit your schedule. We can make time to meet you and get you around there. But you also mentioned the trail. Like, I gotta tell you, I'm a big everything outdoorsman, but I love the trail run and mountain bike. So like leaving from there, it really is a treat. And if I'm working hard and I need to get a quick run in and I jump on the river trail, like, it is beautiful. I can either go left or right. If I want to go a little further, I go left because I only can get a 5 mile run in if I go right because it's 2.5 until the trail ends. But yeah, it's just you couldn't ask for a better spot. And I equate it to what do you pay for a premium if you're buying a house on the river?
Yeah, right.
It's gonna be it's gonna it's you know and I haven't done the research, and but is it a 40% premium? I mean, it's something ridiculous. I mean, we
Absolutely.
didn't take any of that into consideration. I mean, basically, we did when we bought it because we had to pay a premium, just that location, it just, if you were to do a case study, I mean, I could see, Harvard Business School does case study on, micro apartment living. Here's the key components that you need.
Yeah.
We check every box off.
Right. All right, we got to take a quick break. I'm going to stop you right there, but when we come back, we'll talk about the amenities again. And you're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.